Hey, Western Oklahoma schools, listen up. How would you like to win a $5,000 interactive smart display for your school? Thanks to Video Reality, an audio-video business in Oklahoma City, you could be awarded one. Here's how. From now through February 28th, anyone can text in one time per day through the entire promotion. The winner will be announced during our live coverage on the ParagonTV.com and Cool 94's coverage of the Saturday, March 2nd Class A and B Basketball Championships. Here's how to participate. The text line number is 580-225-9697. And in the text, simply type in the one word name of the school you choose to support. We are so proud to partner with Video Reality that through their gracious gift in this promotion, some lucky school will be awarded a $5,000 interactive smart display. Remember, send a text to 580-225-9697. Type in your school's name. It can only be one word. And send it. Limit is one vote per day per phone number. Good luck. Video Reality, your audio, video, and control experts.
If you build it, he will.
It's the City on Sports Podcast with Aaron Cowell.
I throw balls far. You want good words? Data language.
Talk real sports with a real man.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
And now here's the be-all, end-all, know-it-all of high school, college, and pro sports. Aaron Skinny Calc with the Skinny on Sports.
We're talking about practice, man. I'm the MVP.
Good Garrison Financial Friday out there, Western Oklahoma. Welcome to the Skinny on Sports right here on 98.1 FM, the Sports Animal. Glad to have you along for the next hour. Talk a little high school hoops. Got tons of games tonight. Also, did you see the update this morning, Jared?
I did.
The old barn ain't done yet.
Looks like I won't take anything then.
You're not. Yeah, don't steal any seats out of the big house this year. It looks like from the construction update, this isn't going to be the last year in the big house. It'll be next year because the expected date of the new one is now pushed back to March of 2025. So that's cool news. You know, the new one's going to be awesome, but the longer you stay in the old one.
Is that because the ground's going to be frozen too long for them to get started?
Yeah, maybe what it is right now.
I'm going to guess inflation has something to do with that.
Inflation.
Slowing it down.
You know, those Bidenomics.
Yeah.
They're working so well for everybody. Worked well for the big house. All right, we got NFL playoffs coming up. Got a bunch of questions about that, and of course, you just heard Scott. I wish we had a camera so everybody could see exactly how Scott's decked out this morning.
Hey,
looks good. Just missing the terrible towel.
Fitzpatrick's back, or Minka's back, baby.
So we'll talk about
Minka's back.
I've got some trivia questions. You know, Bill Belichick. We didn't really hit a bunch of Belichick yesterday because it was so Saban-centric. And part of the reason for me is I don't think Bill Belichick is done coaching. I do think Nick Saban is. How fast did the Patriots move, eh? They've already got a guy.
Stability, I guess.
That one's been cooking for a while.
Gerard Mayo played there, been coaching around. Yeah, that may be.
That pot's been boiling on the back of the stove.
I think they've known who their successor was going to be. And I'm going to go ahead and say that old Bill didn't have much say.
Nope.
In what was going on there. All right, 225-9698 is the phone or the text line. That is 225-9698. Give us a call, shoot us a text. We can talk about any of those things, whatever else might be on your mind. Feel free to chime right in, 225-9698. If you're going to be outside the listening area, a couple ways to stay in touch with the show. Log on to KADSAM.com, download the app. The app's got radio. It's got the Penny News. Of course, Big Elk and Paragon TV on the air tonight. All right. What was your, Scotty G, what was your surprise level when the news broke on Wednesday that Nick Saban was officially going to retire as head coach at Alabama?
I was not very surprised. I was almost surprised that he stayed for this year because he cannot stand anything that's going on with the transfer portal, because now everybody's paying their players instead of just him.
One could think that.
No, he can't stand what college football's turned into in the last couple of years. So I was really surprised that he was still here this year. I think that after last year, he felt so good about his starting team coming into this season that that's the only reason that kept him around.
Did you see his interview? His exit interview on ESPN?
Yeah, with Reese.
Did you see that? He was kind of asked a couple things, why now, all that stuff, and you know, those typical questions. And they said, well, what are you going to do next? And he kind of gave two answers. One was, you mentioned, you know, he's not liking the direction of college football. He mentioned he'd love to be in some kind of a leadership role to kind of help.
Yes.
Help kind of navigate
develop
that. Help kind of
it.
Maybe
the college football
that.
Czar is
exactly.
What he ought to be.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
If football would just break away from the NCAA, like it should, because it's kind of its own animal anyhow,
sure.
Then he could be the czar or the commissioner or whatever. What a perfect guy to do that.
You know what that would do to college sports other than football?
It'd be rough.
Because, I mean, football is the funding principle of all of Title IX. All of women's collegiate sports can thank college football for their budget.
I know that there's been all these, you know, throughout the years about how the athletic departments get funded. And there were, I think at one point, there were two women's basketball programs that were self-sufficient.
Profitable.
Yeah, and that was UConn and Tennessee back then.
Yeah.
And honestly, not nearly as many men's basketball programs were that way that you would think.
No.
You know, and then all of a sudden, okay, where's and nothing else after that? You know, that.
But
there,
here's
there,
my question.
There could be an SEC. I could see an SEC school or two. Baseball wise, that might have a shot because they fill up their state. You know, Arkansas gets $11,000, maybe
Vanderbilt gets a ton.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's some LSU and all that.
Yeah,
but even then, though, one of the biggest reasons is because they're packing $100,000 in.
Yeah,
you know, you multiply those stadiums and baseball by 10.
Yeah,
you know, and obviously there's more expense, but that's it would be an interesting thing. To see how that would operate, it would just be maybe just operates school by school and, you know, status quo goes. But, yeah, I would love to see him be the czar. His other is probably replacing Lee Corso.
He did say broadcasting.
He's not going to be independent or he's not going to have an objective opinion if he's the czar, though. That's the problem. I can assure you. Rules will be made in the best interest of Alabama football. So I don't know about that.
Which in turn would be
the question is how long is it going to take Alabama? Because you know that he's known that he's going to do this all year.
Yeah,
someone else pointed that out. I'd love to give it credit. I can't remember who. That they sensed that something was different about Saban all season long. He wasn't as grumpy and like he knew this is my final ride. Nobody else knows, but I know, and I'm having fun with it.
See, that's why I picked him to win the national title at the beginning of the year because he seemed happy.
Yeah,
like he knew something. But I thought it was more.
He had more confidence.
He had
his
more
team.
Confidence in his team. Maybe he was just like, all right, this is the last ride, you know. But there was in the preseason, there was definitely something different about him. With the media, with the way, you know, he's smiling a lot.
You saw more smiles from him, yeah.
Yeah.
More relaxed.
So there's – are you surprised nobody's taken this job yet?
I am. Because with the transfer portal, I mean, and they know how that works, they're going to need to be quick. They're going to need to announce a big hire. Maybe it's going to be somebody within the program.
The names that I've seen, you know, I think it's fairly obvious Dan Lanning's not going there after the video he released.
Yep.
There's just a tweet I just looked at from Bobby Burton down in Austin that
Sarkisian
and Texas are close to finalizing a contract. Doesn't look either Lane's told them no or they don't want him because there really hasn't been much buzz about Lane. And so now the three names I saw last night, Kalen DeBoer, Mike Norvell, and then for the first time I did see somebody within the program, Tommy Reese, the offense coordinator. No offense to Tommy Reese, but holy crap, what a step down if you go from Nick Saban to and here's it's not like Tommy Reese has been Nick Saban's offensive coordinator. He was there like a year.
Yeah.
This was his first year, right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He did adjust well in the middle of the year, though.
There's no doubt.
Right, and there, I mean, he just completely adjusted and built the offense around what they had. And so I have to think it's going to be Tommy Reese. I think they're going to I think that they think they can do what Lincoln Riley did at Oklahoma.
Well, and how okay, here's my question about this is how much do these coaches, if you have, I mean, Oregon's one of the better jobs now, especially with NIL, and the fact that Phil Knight will give the money and not mess with anything, that's got to be really awesome because that doesn't have very many players. Doesn't have in Texas.
No.
But, you know, these guys are able to say no because, A, their job, and, B, how much is it that nobody wants to follow that guy?
Right. I think that's a big part of it. Yeah, so and that's why I thought Lane Kiffin might be the perfect hire because they would have no problem firing him.
That's
you know, or it's a win-win for him. Like, okay, it didn't work. You're done. We love firing this guy who they've had, you know,
maybe
friction with, or it works. And like, hey,
maybe they already reached out to Lane Kiffin, and Lane's like, man, I'm in the perfect fit for me ever.
Well, that's it could be the same Sarkisian situation where I said Sark isn't going to go to Alabama because his team's already coming to the SEC. Lane's like, hey, I'm already in the SEC.
Yeah,
I'm
but
already
it's
getting
freaking
guys.
Ole Miss. No offense to Tyler Harrison, but for God's sake, it's Ole Miss versus Alabama.
It is Ole Miss versus Alabama.
You know, but I mean, Sarkisian.
But I'm on the other side of that. I would rather follow up
GOAT
at Alabama than deal with Texas people, deal with Texas boosters.
I really, for me, I mean, I said it the other day, if it's my choice, and obviously they have talked to him for him to make the announcement that he's staying, but that's who I'd have hired was Sark.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it's all well and good for Lane to have what he's got coming in for this year, but we've seen somebody be the team in the portal with all the money every year, and it's never the same team. And oh, by the way, even this year when they are kind of the team, they ran out of money, and the running back that's done things that only Herschel Walker did in the SEC is now at Ohio State.
Yeah.
So how sustainable? You know, Alabama's sustainable. Like you said, they've had NIL forever. You just didn't know it. And that money never ran out.
Yeah.
You know, they continued to build and build and build. And so
here's 10 grand in chips, boys. Go over to the riverboat.
Yeah, and them in Auburn. I think it's crazy if they literally asked Lane Kiffin and he turned him down to stay at Ole Miss. I think that's crazy. But maybe this is.
He already got ran off from USC. Like I said, maybe he just loves that he's in a place where he gets to talk his talk
and he
walk
can do what he wants.
That's
right.
And
then there's something to say there's something to be said about that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everybody that's up for this job, if it's the same guys next time in a couple of years, if whatever doesn't work out, maybe then, you know, it's a little bit more enticing to go, I'm the guy after the guy that followed the guy.
Yeah.
It's just strange. Because on the surface, you'd think, oh, my gosh, they're offering me Alabama. How can I turn that down?
Yeah.
But there are reasons to do it. There's no doubt about that.
How come we're not talking about the big grab in the transfer portal that Oklahoma just got?
Because it's not worth talking about.
You know, I've said this a bunch of times in the years that we've been on here, but he was the first guy, if you hadn't heard, Casey Thompson is coming back to Oklahoma, his seventh year in college. We'll finish at OU. I mean,
hey,
it makes sense for Oklahoma.
It's a great thing for Oklahoma.
Because otherwise you've got Mike Hawkins, who is coming in as a true freshman. You've already got a redshirt freshman as your starter. It's a big deal to have some experience back there. And we've seen Casey Thompson at times really be pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, at different stops. But
got some depth.
Think about this, how long ago that's been. He was the first guy that I saw, like, play quarterback in high school like a college kid.
Yeah.
Went up here, they got beat 84-70 in that district game in Newcastle. Okay, so some folks on the field that night with them. Let's see.
Have babies now.
My man Bryce Harrison is already, I mean, he spent a ton of time at Oklahoma State, but he's out. You know what I mean? That's how long ago that was. Yeah, Chipper has been married and might have a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. One guy was Shane. Shane and Shyler were out there.
Yeah.
For sure, I think Shane was too. Those guys are coaches. I'm coaching my kid here in a couple hours.
There you go.
It's wild, isn't it?
It's pretty crazy. It's,
welcome to the COVID year, the portal. But, yeah, I do. It's got to make Luttrell and those guys feel a lot more comfortable having somebody with experience in case, you know, Arnold goes down.
What our offensive line looks like, if Jackson Arnold plays every snap, every meaningful snap next year, it might be a miracle. I mean, for him to not get banged up a little bit here or there is going to be pretty tough.
Yeah, we'll see. I can already tell you I'm going to be devil's advocate on this one.
All right.
And probably look like an idiot, but it can't be that bad. It's exactly what happened last year. A bunch of new dudes.
That's true.
They weren't terrible. They didn't run it great, but they weren't terrible.
That's true.
So what is your excitement level for the Steelers in the playoffs?
Not as high as it would be if TJ was taking the field with Minka.
Yeah, that really puts kind of a damper on the chances, right?
If Watt was playing against you talk about forcing some errors and on a guy who's known for making errors, you know. But we'll see. We'll see.
It doesn't feel like much hope.
My gosh.
It doesn't.
This guy over here.
I mean, what's your – okay, how much hope? Like, do you have, like – you think they could win, like, 1-4 in this spot? 1-10?
Well, it matters. It matters. I mean
– I think the cold helps them.
If TJ's back for the Ravens the next week, then I feel like maybe they can do something.
Yeah, it's seen, like, 3 or 4 weeks.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, sprained MCL.
Well, put a shot in it.
I do think it being cold, and you know it's going to be cold in Buffalo. Oh, I think that probably helps Pittsburgh just because that's the way they're built anyhow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're defensive, and maybe that slows the Bills down a little bit.
They said -30 wind chill at Kansas City.
Yeah.
-30.
You know what's sad about that? Almost no one's going to be able to see it because it's on Peacock.
Oh, my gosh.
And Peacock only.
That. Yeah.
If you play your cards right, you can sign up and get the free trial for like a week. Just remember to
cancel it.
I've been holding. I'm like, okay, which one do I want to do that with? This might be the week because I don't think I could do it next week.
Yeah. Who's the responsible friend that you can count on for that? Because it took me like 3 months to cancel my ESPN Plus after signing up to watch an OU game. I was like, $10 to watch the game. I'll pay it. And then 3 months later, I finally realized I'm still paying $10 a month.
$10 a month. And you're like, what is this? What is that $9.99 coming out?
Yep.
What's your favorite? What game do you think is going to be the best this weekend?
The best this weekend? Tampa Bay Philly is going to be a battle, mostly just because I'm excited for Baker, but Tampa Bay's not that good. Philly's definitely falling. I think it's going to be exciting to watch Detroit. I think it's going to be exciting to watch and see what they do throughout the entire playoffs.
That place is going to be a madhouse. Yeah. They haven't hosted a playoff game in 30 years.
Oh, my gosh.
1993, when they beat Dallas in the divisional round before they lost to Washington, who ended up winning the Super Bowl. Barry Sanders was still running behind. Barry Sanders, Herman Moore, like Scott Mitchell.
Golly. That is a long time ago.
Yeah, 1993, their last home playoff game. Yeah. They played a couple on the run, went to Dallas one time, I know, with Stafford. But the storylines are pretty cool. It's like the writers got their way with Stafford going back to Detroit. You know, here at least, the OU quarterback's going at it. Tyreek headed back to Kansas City to play. And, you know, there's just kind of some really cool storylines. And then, you know, Green Bay and Dallas, when you see those.
Green Bay and Dallas.
They're one of those, you know, uniform matchups. You just go, whoa.
Is family going to be okay after this weekend?
Oh, that's a good question. You know what? I may have to sneak on down the road. about 5:30 on Saturday or Sunday afternoon, check on them. Make sure they're okay. You think they'll all watch it together? You think they'll just get out? You know what they ought to do? Right in front, like right on our street, they ought to just get those two golf carts and just have like a like a bumper cars and see which one pounds the other
see
one into
which
the
one
ground.
Lasts. So who are you picking now that you see the now that we can see the bracket? Who's your favorite still?
You
still picking your boys?
There's no sense in me changing my preseason Super Bowl pick.
You don't believe that.
You
don't believe
that.
Here
is why. And it actually worked out exactly how I said in the preseason. The NFC East still hasn't had a repeat winner since 2004. And that meant Dallas doesn't have to beat Philly and San Francisco back-to-back weeks. And that's the way it sets up. Now, Philly, obviously.
I mean, if I could pick a team to play right now, it would be Philly.
That's the thing. Now, Philly doesn't look like we thought Philly was going to look. And, heck, they didn't, you know, they forget it. They were like 10-1 or whatever. But that's the reason. So now, with what is transpiring, if Baker can come through, and I think the Rams are going to beat Detroit, that means Dallas has to beat Baker Mayfield at home to get to the NFC title game. You can't draw it up any better than that.
It's exciting.
You can't draw it up. And then Sean McVay, division opponent, out at San Francisco. Could they pull the upset? And then you're playing to go to the Super Bowl at home.
You don't really believe that they can beat San Francisco.
That's because, did you not hear what I said? They're not going to have to play them. The Rams upset the Niners, and then they get
not.
The game at home.
Oh,
that's
no way.
That's exactly how it would work. But there's no reason for
that's
me to change.
Wishful thinking.
There's no reason for me to change. Baltimore and Dallas in the Super Bowl with Baltimore winning. There's no sense in me changing that. Jared had Dallas and who?
Buffalo.
No reason for him to change, I don't think. Do you want to change?
I mean, Buffalo's coming on. Things would have to happen like in the NFC, like you said, but are you allowing me to change? Or
go ahead.
Do I want to
go
try
ahead.
To...
Go, hey, succumb to the Scott Garrison peer pressure and pick San Francisco.
Has the real Brock Purdy stood up, you know?
Does he have to?
I'm just wanting to see if that irrelevant, Mr. Irrelevant dude finally shows up, if the film has finally been studied long enough where he can be contained enough. So, there's
all
a chance.
All he has to do is manage the game.
I mean, there's hot teams. Buffalo's a hot
far
team.
Far above everybody else.
San Francisco looks like the best. There's no doubt
sure
about
it. Sure they
do.
Yeah, there's hot teams. Like, Buffalo's a hot team right now. They're coming in hot, and so are the Rams. I agree with you about the Rams in Detroit. I think the Rams go in and win it. But,
they might.
What the heck? I mean, I'm right so far. I picked Dallas and Buffalo to be in the Super Bowl. They both made the playoffs. They're both 2 seeds, coming in pretty good.
Yeah,
why not?
What do you got?
San Fran's going to win it all.
Okay.
Are you allowed
you're
to pick?
Pretty
are you allowed to pick the Ravens wearing a Steelers
no,
hoodie?
No, that's what I was going to say. I mean, I can't even do that.
So,
There's no way.
You're literally down to. I guess you don't believe in your heart that Pittsburgh can make the Super Bowl. So that means you're down to 4 teams because you're damn sure not going to pick the Browns wearing that Steelers.
No, I'm not. I mean, and honestly, the only team that I think that could upset the Ravens will not win this weekend because Miami will not win in that weather in Kansas City.
No, they won't.
If they weren't playing in that kind of deal up there.
Yeah, if that game was switched the locations, you'd feel pretty good about Miami just because of Kansas City struggles.
Yeah.
Miami
speed. But their speed is not going to – their speed is irrelevant this weekend.
Did you happen to see
– Kansas City wide receivers catch in 30-degree below wind chill weather?
Yeah, the difference is their defense can. Their defense doesn't have near the trouble. Have you seen that video or that picture? I think it must have been 2012 NFC title game up at Green Bay with Harbaugh. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it.
It came out right after the national title game on Monday, and he's got like his entire wardrobe of khakis and collared shirts on. I mean, he looks like he's in one of those sumo suits. He's so big because of how cold it was that day. It's hilarious. But he's every single. It's just it's layer after layer of the exact same thing.
That guy's an odd duck, man.
Okay, here's a question. If y'all have heard it, then that's fine. So Belichick, 24 seasons as the head coach at New England. Obviously, he's done. They have already hired Gerard Mayo as his replacement. In those 24 seasons, do you have any idea how many coaches the other 31 franchises ran through?
Oh, my gosh.
No clue.
So just for reference.
I mean, just Houston and Chicago.
Cleveland.
And Cleveland.
So just for reference.
I think Cleveland went through two or three of Belichick's assistants.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean,
Detroit.
24 years is a long time ago. So if they all did, if every franchise went through 10, that would be 310 in those 24 years. Just kind of a reference point. Five would obviously be half of that.
I would say it's north of 200.
Okay.
It's north of 200.
No, I'll say around 180.
231. It's like seven apiece.
Yeah. So
that's actually kind of impressive for New England to hold on to.
And think about this. Your Steelers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only had two.
Yeah.
They've only had three in what, 65 years?
Are we going to have the same head coach next year?
He is now the longest tenured head coach.
Well, with there's Belichick a lot gone. Of rumors that he's wanting to take some time off.
I mean, think about what has happened in the last day and a half. The GOAT of college football coaching, done.
Yeah.
The GOAT of NFL coaching, done. The GOAT of each of them, like the mixture.
Yeah.
Which is Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
Done. And now you could possibly have the Steelers job opening for the first time since, what, 2006?
And really, it wasn't open in 2006.
No, it was just...
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah. And it worked out perfect that they really didn't even need to do any interviews because Mike Tomlin fit the criteria for the Rooney Rule. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So, that worked out perfect.
So, will Michigan be open?
Yeah, that's a great question.
That's a good one. Alabama, I mean, that's another – when's the last time a couple of blue bloods
Michigan
like this?
If Michigan and Alabama are open in the same year, I mean, you talk about changing the face of college football.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, over the last handful of years, there's been times where – I mean, Oklahoma and LSU were open the exact same time. Then Notre Dame came open.
Yeah.
You know, there's been years when Texas was open. There were some other really good jobs, you know, at different through there. But, yeah, you think about Alabama and Michigan at the same time. Where does Harbaugh go?
The only thing I could see him doing is going pro. Mm-hmm. Where would he go in the pros? Maybe Seattle.
It sure feels like Vegas wants to make that hire, even though Antonio Pierce was so good.
He doesn't really fit Vegas, does he?
He doesn't fit anywhere. He's such an odd duck.
Well, I mean, he's out of Stanford. So, you know, Seattle, you know, kind of the West Coast vibe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
I keep going Tennessee.
I'm afraid Cowboys fans are going to be upset about what happens in Seattle.
Who's that?
Dan Quinn. Now you can go ahead and mark that down.
I've kind of conceded this was his last year anyway.
I think he's been waiting on that job to open because he's had chances to go a lot of other places, but that's where he kind of cut his teeth with the Legion of Boom and all that. Yeah. He's very familiar with what goes on up there. I think that's a pretty natural fit.
Yeah.
For Dan Quinn, it seems like that. Mark Davis wants to make that splashy.
Yeah, he does.
Instead of just sticking with the guy that turned them around midseason in Antonio Pierce. We saw him do it a couple years ago, too, when all the Gruden stuff happened. Rich Bisaccia came in, got him to the damn playoffs. And they just cast him aside for Josh McDaniels. And it almost feels like that's going to happen. I did see that Tennessee, speaking of Tennessee, they asked permission to talk to Antonio Pierce. Which, does that not signal he's not getting that Raiders job?
I don't understand Tennessee. You talk about a guy that's done more with less.
And they could have traded him. They could have got picks for him if they'd have just held on to him.
Yeah.
It's one thing if you want to make a change, great, but wait. Figure out who wants him and get something for him. Yeah. Instead, they cut him loose.
Well, and I mean, I wouldn't doubt it if that guy ends up with another head coaching job next year.
If he wants it. I actually kind of thought maybe that would be an area in New England. It just shows you that New England had Gerard Mayo picked out for a while.
Yeah.
As who they wanted to succeed Bill Belichick. But that, you know, playing up there, that kind of hard-nosed type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would think Vrabel would be pretty interesting in a lot of different places. Do you put any stock in, last thing, if things don't go well in Arlington this week? On Saturday or
Sunday.
There's going to
be another job opening. Yeah.
Do you put any stock of that's Bill Belichick's landing spot?
Ooh.
That's been kind of out there the last couple of days, the last day or yesterday afternoon for sure.
Golly. I don't know.
I think it depends on how
him and Jerry are boys.
Will Jerry let him wear the hoodie?
Him and Jerry are boys.
Oh, man.
Does it matter on how the game's played? I mean, what if Dak is horrible? Is there anything there?
Well, one thing that you can count on is that the game won't be managed well.
Well, hey, but that's another thing I conceded a long time ago, is that was never going to be a thing.
Cowboys are they're the only franchise in the NFL that in order to win a Super Bowl, they have to win every game by double digits, so the coach won't screw it up. Your coach and the quarterback won't screw it up.
At least by nine.
Yeah.
At least nine.
Yeah, be up by nine. That's what, please, Lord. Up by nine with 2 minutes to go.
Oh, man.
All right, what's going on down at Garrison Financial?
Hey, we're just having fun with our friends. We're helping people build their financial plans, taking a look at a lot of life insurance stuff right now, helping people get – the same coverage or even more coverage, considerably more coverage for a lot less with some great providers. And then we're just turning around and saving the money that they were putting into insurance. I mean, let's do it. Let's streamline your finances. Come down and see me.
Scott@SoonerWealth.com, 124 North Main Street. I was trying to do it by memory. 821-1219.
There you go.
Yes,
there you go. There you
I
go.
Did it.
821-1219.
821-1219. Scott@SoonerWealth.com. Thanks, Scotty G. Good luck to your Pittsburgh Steelers.
Hey, are you going to play the Pittsburgh polka for me if we win this weekend?
I will. Look, I've heard that on Jim's show, so I'll figure out. I may text him and have him send me the audio file for you. Oh, you do? Well, you can send it to me. Scott Garrison, Garrison Financial Friday. Looking forward to the start of the NFL playoffs. We'll keep on talking NFL playoffs here when we come back. There are some pretty juicy storylines.
Oh, absolutely.
With these games.
Absolutely there are.
We'll be back. Skinny on Sports, wrapping up the week on a Garrison Financial Friday. 98.1 FM, the sports animal.
Hello, my name is Scott Garrison. You may remember me as Scott the Barber or just as Ron and Carla's son. I've been involved in our community since opening Scott's Barbershop on the southeast corner of 3rd and Main in 1998. Now I'm back in the same building as Garrison Financial. I started investing in my 20s. I invested through the dot-com crash and the Great Recession. I started caring for other people's money in 2018, and I truly enjoy sitting down with my clients, understanding their wants and needs, as well as what keeps them up at night. Whether my friends just want me to invest a little of their savings or want me to work with their tax and legal professionals to strive towards optimal efficiency, we can do it all. I believe communication is key to helping my clients reach their goals. For if we are faithful over a few things, we shall be given more. Contact me at scott@soonerwealth.com. Securities offered through registered representatives of Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Garrison Financial and Cambridge are not affiliated. This communication is strictly intended for individuals residing in the states of Colorado, Nevada, Oklahoma, and Texas. No offers may be made or accepted from any resident outside the specific states referenced. Cambridge does not offer tax and legal advice.
Hey, is this heaven? No.
It's the Skinny on Sports.
Welcome back. Skinny on Sports, 98.1 FM, the sports animal. It is Garrison Financial Friday. Scott just in here with us talking about that life insurance. That's the very first bullet point that we've got. He's able to shop the open market, bring you the best value on your life insurance and also your investments. Full financial planning available at Garrison Financial. Scott@SoonerWealth.com is his email. 124 North Main, the physical location. 821-1219 is the office phone number. All right, what's your favorite game coming up this weekend?
Man, outside of, like, the actual game.
I mean, we're probably going to say Dallas because it's they're well, playing,
well,
right?
Of course. I mean, outside of that one, too, mm-hmm. obviously. But the game, because again, like you said going into the break, there are a ton of storylines just up and down. Almost every game has some kind of connection to each other. The teams do. But outside of the actual game on the field, just because of the wild weather conditions, and we talked about it over in Kansas City. Now, I think the game, even out if it was a perfect day, that game could be a lot of fun with the speed and the ability and everything, skill wise on both sides of the ball. But that one interests me because of what I said. You know, Kansas City has had kind of the catcheroo problems; they can't catch the ball. Does the weather affect that? And of course, does the weather slow down the high flying octane offense from Miami? So I can't really get a pulse on. I don't even I was listening to Thurman yesterday what the over-under is on this game. I'd almost take the under because I think both teams will struggle just because of the weather, of how dangerously crazy cold it's going to be. How are they going to – I don't know how it's going to work. So that one there, that has piqued my interest, of course, outside the Dallas game. How about you?
Probably that one, although I'm really intrigued to see what happens in Detroit just because it's been so long for them, and they've also got the Stafford coming back to Detroit in a playoff game. Goff with a chance to prove to Sean McVay he was wrong, which I think that ship
everybody
is probably,
loves a good redemption story.
Yeah, but that ship's probably sailed because yep. Sean McVay won a Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford. I mean, I think we can.
You can say, well, I wasn't wrong.
It may be. It might be one of those where, you know, when you make a trade, the idea is for both teams to get better. And this might prove that, hey, both teams, it worked out for both teams. Mm-hmm. You know, Detroit's been able to not only with Goff, but also some of the picks that they were able to acquire in that deal have paid off. You know, I think, you know, Detroit's been kind of bad on their own. But then also, you know, especially when you look with the way, you know, the Rams dipped with Stafford getting hurt, that helps in that regard. To be able to get a better pick than probably what you thought you'd get with a team going to Super Bowls like that. So that's, in my opinion, that's probably the game that's going to be the best game. You know, you've always got to be a little bit nervous with Dallas, even though it's at home, and they've been so dominant at home. You know, Dak led the NFL in touchdowns with 36 touchdown passes, so he's rolling. What I didn't realize is the guy on the other side.
He's come on late.
He threw for 32 touchdown passes, which happens to be mm-hmm. the second most in the league.
Well, look at his like last nine games. Were they 6-3?
Yeah, and he's 18-1.
Yeah, he's really good. Jordan Love, of course, what we're talking about.
You know, I think maybe he got thrown out with the bathwater in my mind a little bit too early. And injury-wise, I mean, mm-hmm. Green Bay is – Aaron Jones is back. He's been – out of the lineup for a ton of that time throughout the season. Those young receivers coming on with Watson and Reed, and you know they've kind of slowly and steadily gotten better and better. And I think Jordan Love's a big part of that now. You know, his first appearance in the playoffs. Obviously, the Green Bay, the youngest team in the league. Are they? Does that help them because they don't know any better as a young team like that, or is it one of those that kind of get nervous? In the bright lights down in Dallas, I don't anticipate the Cowboys blowing this one, but you know it still is the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs, at least over. You know, it's so strange because it used to not be the case, but it certainly is now. And maybe all those demons have been lifted out of there with finally putting Jimmy in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah, exactly. The curse has been lifted. We'll find out. I also lean on the fact that they're really good at home. Really, they're undefeated at home this year,
and it's been that goes back to about 18 months. I mean, they were really good.
Yeah, so that's why I'm going with Dallas in this one. And one more game I'm interested in seeing, of course, is Tampa Bay Philly, because I want to see Philly lose. I don't care who the quarterback is, who's doing what. That's the natural rivalry in me. But everybody loves a good Cinderella story. Let's face it. I mean, Baker Mayfield's a Cinderella story in this thing, and he's wearing the glass slipper right now. That'd be fun to see if he can go and win this game.
Yeah, I mean, in you know, the one that probably has the least amount of local interest, Houston and Cleveland, I mean, that's an unbelievable story.
Yeah, Joe Flacco.
On both sides. Joe Flacco coming in when Watson's done and doing what he's done. And then also, no one, and I repeat, no one, I don't bring this to us, no one thought Houston was going to be any good.
You know, I wasn't. I didn't think so.
Heck no.
100% no. I didn't.
Even, I mean, I loved C.J. Stroud. I was driving the bandwagon for C.J. Stroud mm-hmm. all the way back to the draft. But even watching him in the preseason, this goes to show you that preseason doesn't mean anything.
Right.
You know, Kenny Pickett looked like Terry Bradshaw. George Pickens looked like Lynn Swan in the preseason. The Steelers' offense was running up and down the field on everybody. C.J. Stroud didn't look like he could complete a pass to the door 8 feet away. And then all of a sudden, the season starts, and Stroud has just been fantastic. And the front office down there, acquiring a bunch of guys as weapons that have turned out to be weapons that nobody realized who they were. You know, Tank Dell went down, but a rookie wide receiver, he was awesome. Nico Collins has been awesome. Heck, Noah Brown, who's kind of thrown off the scrap heap in Dallas, he's had some big games down there. And, of course, Dalton Schultz as well. We all knew about him at the tight end spot.
Yeah,
so,
he's been good.
You know, that offense has been really good. And, you know, Will Anderson probably – here's the crazy part. That draft they had last year – is probably going to net them the Offensive Rookie of the Year and the Defensive Rookie of the Year with Stroud and Anderson as back-to-back picks at 2 and 3.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good drafting. Plus then you throw in Dell later on in the mid-rounds, who was fantastic before he got hurt. And then, of course, the Flacco story. Man. And Cleveland's defense. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a lot of people – if you just kind of the national, if you look at different things, there's a bunch of people that have the answer to who could be the surprise. It's Cleveland in the AFC and the Rams in the NFC. And, you know, Cleveland's defense against whoever they end up, if they win this week, that defense is for real. And it's going to be an issue scoring points against them. You know, that's where Scott's right. T.J. Watt was playing for Pittsburgh's the same way. Mm-hmm. And being able to harass Josh Allen into Josh Allen mistakes, you know, that the chances of that go way down without Watt. What would be the biggest upset in your mind of these six games?
That one he just mentioned.
Pittsburgh beating me too.
Because of Watt not being able, we think's not 100% or will not be able to go at all.
No, he's not. They ruled him out.
That one right there. If Pittsburgh still goes in and shuts down Buffalo, you think Buffalo's crazy in the regular season? That their crowd, it doesn't matter what the weather is there, doesn't matter. Their crowd is, they crank it up to 11 for the playoffs. It's going to be crazy in Buffalo.
Yeah, that would.
So that one there, if Pittsburgh goes in, handles all that, and wins. That one would really catch my attention because I think every one of all the other ones, though, I could have a case for every team winning. I could, you know what I mean?
It's hard to make much of a case for Pittsburgh.
It is. Sorry, Scott.
I mean, Mason Rudolph's been effective, but are we picking Mason Rudolph to beat Josh Allen?
I'd love to see it, but I don't see it.
It's just it feels like one of those, you know, that feels like the biggest upset to me if it happens. Mm-hmm. And part of that, I think, is Pittsburgh, but part of that also is Buffalo and how they have come on down the stretch of the season to be the team that a lot of people thought they would be going into the season, you included, by picking them to go to the Super Bowl. I think, you know, it's funny because in the NFC, I think most would say it's San Francisco. I think in the AFC, if you look at all the predictions that everybody's making now, it feels like Buffalo's the favorite, even more so than Baltimore, because of
history or
Josh Allen and that in the defense. And they're hot. They are scorching hot.
They are
going into this game. So that would be the biggest surprise to me too. What's your favorite storyline?
Man, maybe I think I mentioned it, but it's the Baker Mayfield story. He has an opportunity. I don't know if he done enough to get the front office's attention to get him paid, or does he need to win maybe a game in the playoffs for them to go, okay, draw up the contract. It's time to pay him. It's time to keep him here for another few years. So there's more than just winning on the line for Tampa Bay, and particularly Baker Mayfield. So that storyline right there. And then, you know, all the other storylines we've mentioned, you know, Joe Flacco's awesome. It just shows you can't give up on an old guy like that. And he's just a winner. Nothing phases him. Nothing rattles him. Steps into right there in the middle of the season and guides him to the playoffs. That's a cool story. The Detroit Rams connection's a cool story. The McCarthy-Green Bay connection's a cool story. But just this, it's almost you're writing a movie here with Baker Mayfield. This guy just keeps showing up. He keeps somehow winning. And now he has a chance to get paid. He keeps proving everybody wrong, and he has a chance to do it again against the Philadelphia Eagles. So against the defending NFC champ Philadelphia Eagles. Now, it's not the same team, obviously, but still very formidable, and we'll see what happens. So that one right there, I think, just for this first round, is Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I thought Mark had a really interesting take on this game and just kind of talking about you are who you are. And it seems like Philly, all season long, even when they were winning, something missing. It just wasn't clicking. Losing both coordinators, Jalen Hurts being injured. Now he's got the finger. There's been something, knee, lower body. You know what I mean? It just, yeah. You kind of scuffled around to an 11-6 record. Whereas, you know, Mayfield, you put the stats up. Side by side, better than Tom Brady was in the exact same situation last year. Now, that's just comparing a snapshot of one season to one season, but Mayfield was good. And, like, it I don't think anybody would be surprised with the way both team seasons went if Tampa won one playoff game, then got destroyed next week by either Dallas or San Francisco, and Philly bowed out with a whimper. Because that just feels like how both of their seasons have went, right?
Yeah.
And so that I love the
– or the other way around. you know, or Tampa Bay winning and then getting blown out the next week.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Tampa winning and then getting killed.
Right.
It just seems like that's where both teams' seasons were headed. Phillies has been disappointing the entire time. So put a bow on that with the disappointment
of
losing.
You think Philly fans right now are like, let's just get this over with.
Yes.
We're tired of this.
I mean, listen to Sam. Sam is one of them.
Oh.
Humphreys.
Yeah.
And he would rather lose this week then get destroyed by Dallas, get beaten by Dallas next week.
Well, he doesn't want the answer to it on the text line.
Well, I mean, I would
Dallas
be the
fans.
I'd be the same way if the roles were reversed. Yeah, you don't want to lose to your division rival in the playoffs, you know. Yeah. Even though it'd be, you always want the shot, I guess, at the end of the day. But that would be a tough pill to swallow. What result from this week would bring you the most joy in getting to see a game next week?
It's going to be if it's Philly and Dallas.
So Philly winning. Well, that can't be. Yeah, it can.
Yeah, it can. If the Rams win.
If the Rams win, that's right.
Because for everything we just said, just to host them and just destroy them. Or win, just win.
Yeah.
And knock him out of the playoffs. And then that's something the Dallas fans can carry around for a few months anyways. So just for personal rooting interest, that's the one I would like. I guess you'd have to have two results for that to happen.
I want to see. There's no doubt what I want to see.
Miami?
No. I want to see Kansas City go to Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, you want to see him go on the road finally.
Yes, I want to see Kansas City go to Buffalo. And that matchup specifically because of the games that they played against each other. Obviously, that playoff game in the divisional round a couple years ago was just crazy awesome at the end. In the regular season, it seems like Buffalo's kind of got back at them. But I want to see Mahomes on the road at Buffalo, specifically that game. And that's what we would get if they both win. So that... that's what I want to see. I want to see Kansas City at Buffalo next week. is what I would
that takes
the cake for me.
That'd be good.
Close second would be a rematch of that game a couple weeks ago with Detroit and Dallas.
Yeah. That one has a little less sizzle to my Philadelphia-Dallas, but I'd like to see that one too.
Well, because here's the deal. I'm not so confident that Cowboys would beat Philly, and the last thing I want to see is Philadelphia upset Dallas home next week.
Yeah.
That would make me nervous if that was the game. But for me, it's Kansas City-Buffalo. No dog in the fight. And I just want to see Pat Mahomes' very first road playoff game be at Buffalo. All right, when we come back, High School Hoops tonight and an update. Something we've talked about all year long has changed just a little bit. I'll tell you what that is as we wrap up the week on a Garrison Financial Friday right here on the Skinny on Sports.
Hello, my name is Scott Garrison. You may remember me as Scott the Barber or just as Ron and Carla's son. I've been involved in our community since opening Scott's Barbershop on the southeast corner of 3rd and Main in 1998. Now I'm back in the same building as Garrison Financial. I started investing in my 20s. I invested through the dot-com crash and the Great Recession. I started caring for other people's money in 2018, and I truly enjoy sitting down with my clients, understanding their wants and needs as well as what keeps them up at night. Whether my friends just want me to invest a little of their savings or want me to work with their tax and legal professionals to strive towards optimal efficiency, we can do it all. I believe communication is key to helping my clients reach their goals. For if we are faithful over a few things, we shall be given more. Contact me at scott@soonerwealth.com. Securities offered through registered representatives of Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Garrison Financial and Cambridge are not affiliated. This communication is strictly intended for individuals residing in the states of Colorado, Nevada, Oklahoma, and Texas. No offers may be made or accepted from any resident outside the specific states referenced. Cambridge does not offer tax and legal advice.
The Skinny on Sports.
Yeah! Coming at ya!
Welcome back. Skinny on Sports, 98.1 FM, the sports animal. Wrapping up Garrison Financial Friday, wrapping up the week right here with High School Hoops. Tonight, a couple juicy matchups on Paragon TV, one of which you will be at with Canute traveling to Cheyenne, take on the Bears and the Lady Bears. Interested in that girls' game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
To see the young Cheyenne squad that if won winners of 5 of 6, seemingly kind of catching their stride at the right time. And obviously, Canute's been right there, a fixture in the top 10 or so in Class A all year long. I'm excited to see that one, see the results in that mm-hmm. one. And statewide, I mean, there's no doubt the game of the night, probably statewide, is number one Sealing at number 3 Hammond. Class A, Class B, defending state champions, taking the floor against each other in Hammond tonight.
I like how they play each other every year.
I do, too. That's by the way, I think that we found – I was asking about, you know, Hammond wasn't able to beat Lomega. That would have been their third straight win against Lomega. Sealings beat them 3 in a row.
Yeah, I thought that was something. I thought that might have been a possibility. I wasn't sure. They play each other every year, too.
They play each other every year.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But, yeah, that's a couple of really nice doubleheaders there. Mm-hmm. Honestly, as much as that girls' game will be fun and it's highly ranked teams and that's great, that boys' game is – interesting with the way that Hammond's come on and Sealing kind of, tough schedule so far with going to Mustang and playing those big schools. But, you know, see what Coach Johnston's team has for Sealing on the boys' side as well.
Tune up, I'd say, before the bye county.
Yeah, we see it again in a week.
Yeah. And another game's kind of off. I mean, it's on our radar, but I have had my eye on the Corn Bible Academy girls since they've started 7-1. They're playing better basketball than what they traditionally have. They're on the road at Eric. Just kind of watching them. And we'll see what they're about. Other games, Merritt at Burns Flat, Dill City, Apaches at Hollis, and Arapahoe at Calumet. So you got a chance to see one of the best teams, best boys team in Calumet tonight on Paragon TV.
That's exactly right. Coach Mayfield's Chieftains, number one in Class B. And they're kind of like Sealing in my mind in Class A girls, looking for who's going to challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, most times you'd say, oh, that's easy, Fort Cobb. I'm not sure. Not sure if the Mustangs have the firepower. They, you know, Cray Rogers, I talked about him on Monday, how good he is leading that Fort Cobb team. He scored his 1,500th point. And what did he went like 49-29 the other night.
Wow.
49 points to 29 boards or something crazy like that. I mean,
talk about carrying a team on your shoulders.
That's when you watch him play.
49 points out of how many on the team? 52?
if it was the Central High game, they scored 67.
Wow.
And Central High scored 49. It was something nuts. That's like insane. That. Like almost a 40-30 double-double.
Did I ever mention I saw something like that last week with the Hooker girls, where Hooker won by 5. They scored 33 points, and one of the girls scored 27.
There you go.
It can be done. A player can take over a game like that.
Oh, we watched it for 3 days at Hinton with Rogers.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
He is good.
Here's the thing, like I said back on Friday, or on Monday, I mean, I've got to watch him grow up because it was Cordell as a freshman. Now the last 3 years at Hinton tournament with Fort Cobb.
Oh, right.
You know, and you see his growth. And now you look at him and you're like Daniel said, it's like, man, think how good he had been at football. It's sad that he didn't get to play football. I mean, he's 6'3" and probably weighs 210. Just big and strong and fast. You know, on the text line, Calumet Bunch is going to have a good long run the next several years. That's exactly right. They're going to be good. They're good this year. That consider them the favorite. So, yeah, you could see that. Arepo Butler taking their shot at the Chieftains tonight on Paragon TV. We go down to Blanchard with the Big Elks and the Elkettes. Elkettes looking to get back in the win column against a Blanchard team that struggled a little bit. First-year head coach, Coach Sykes, replacing longtime head coach, Coach Schneeberger. Boys-wise, it's going to be a tough one. As Blanchard 4-8 on the girls' side, but they're a top 10 team on the boys, 9-3, number 9. So going down there, it's always a tough place to play at Blanchard. They turn off the lights they got kind of a cool like pregame, like starting lineup announcement type deal. It's pretty cool.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool. It's not Carnegie 90s, but it's pretty cool.
I've been there.
Nothing is Carnegie 90s.
I've been there. Nobody prepared me for it.
Do they still have the hoodies?
I don't know.
They used to roll in hoodies.
This was a long time ago, but I remember being there. One, the gym was incredibly hot. Always. Maybe it was where I was sitting at the very top.
It's hot.
And then two, the lights suddenly go out, and I couldn't see my sheet. So I had to wait till the lights come on to tell you who Carnegie was starting.
The Carnegie Gym will be the hottest place in Oklahoma Tuesday night if they have a home game. Everywhere else will be a sheet of ice or whatever. It'll be like Hoth. Yeah. And the Carnegie Gym will be so hot you're sweating through your clothes. That's true. It's very, very true. One of the hottest places on earth. So it'll be a tough road to hoe tonight for the Big Elks against the Blanchard Lions. But the Elkettes, good shot to get back in the win column. And then kind of off until the end of the week next week before the Washington tournament. Now, I've got that bracket not as loaded as I thought it was going to be. I mean, I thought that was going to be a loaded bracket. It's really not. There's a couple of clear favorites with the Washington girls, who were number 1 and 3A, and the North Rock Creek boys, who were number 2 and 4A. But outside of that, looks like pretty like parity, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I finally saw a bi-county bracket.
Oh, yeah, I've had it.
Did I ever give it to you? No.
I
found it online last night, and just going through the possible matchups, even on day 2 with I'm holy moly. That's going
to
be a great
Merritt tournament. Will be the place to be. Mm-hmm. Think about even Saturday. So Saturday, you can get, starting with the third place games, those you're going to have 4 straight that could be like a Thursday of the state tournament.
Yeah. Yeah. Right here in our own backyard.
Yes. You got 2A number 5, Class A number 1, Class B number 3, and Class A number 13 with Texoma, and that young Cheyenne squad you're going to see tonight. Yeah, it's pretty stacked on the girls' side for sure.
Yes.
All right, that'll do it for us. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Stay warm. It's going to be awful outside.
I just hope no precip. I hope it's just cold. No, nothing slick.
If you get caught out in the cold, take your cues from Luke Skywalker. Cut open an animal and get inside of them.
You've been listening to the Skinny on Sports podcast with Aaron Cowan. Be sure to hit that subscribe button to get alerts of when the latest podcast is available. Thanks for listening.
That ball is blistered to right. Way back, goodbye.
Hey, Western Oklahoma schools, listen up. How would you like to win a $5,000 interactive smart display for your school? Thanks to Video Reality, an audio-video business in Oklahoma City, you could be awarded one. Here's how. From now through February 28th, anyone can text in one time per day through the entire promotion. The winner will be announced during our live coverage on the ParagonTV.com and Cool 94's coverage of the Saturday, March 2nd Class A and B Basketball Championships. Here's how to participate. The text line number is 580-225-9697. And in the text, simply type in the one word name of the school you choose to support. We are so proud to partner with Video Reality that through their gracious gift in this promotion, some lucky school will be awarded a $5,000 interactive smart display. Remember, send a text to 580-225-9697. Type in your school's name. It can only be one word. And send it. Limit is one vote per day per phone number. Good luck. Video Reality, your audio, video, and control experts.